Nolte, Trackers in Electric Vehicles to Tax Per Mile. By John Nolte on August 15, 2023. Update from the Oregon Department of Transportation. Oregon does not have a mandate to add GPS trackers to every electric vehicle. Oregon's volunteer program does not require GPS or other vehicle location technology. The Arego program has a non-GPS-enabled device that only captures miles driven and fuel used. People do opt for the GPS-enabled device, so they don't have to pay for miles they drive in other states. Arego is based on drivers having choices. You do not need a GPS device in your car to participate and to receive the discount. I'm happy to connect you with a member of our team to learn more. Original post has been updated below. Oregon asks that electric vehicle drivers volunteer, and Utah has mandated for trackers to be added to every electric vehicle so they can be taxed by the mile. Michigan is next. The excuse for this is electric vehicles don't purchase gasoline, and it's gasoline taxes that pay for road maintenance. Obviously, this is the government's camel nose wedging its way into the Liberty tent. The end result will be much more sinister. Here's how the Utah Department of Transportation spins it. Utah roads are maintained using taxes from gasoline sales. As vehicles become more fuel efficient and the number of electric vehicles grows, the Utah Department of Transportation and Division of Motor Vehicles is changing to a per-mile fee as a way for drivers to pay their portion of roadway operations and maintenance. You will pay 1 cent per mile, deducted from the prepaid wallet, up to the amount of the flat fee. Enrolling in Utah's Road Usage Charge Program gives you access to DriveSync for Utah, an app that makes your driving safer and more productive through trip tracking and driving reports. That nifty-sounding DriveSync app includes something called Driving Coach. The Driving Coach compiles information from acceleration, cornering, speed and braking events, and grades you with a score for each trip so you can see how you improve over time. If you can't see where this is headed, you haven't been paying attention. Here's Oregon. ODOT created a website and program called Arego where drivers can sign up to volunteer for a program where they pay a fee for every mile they drive on public roads. Currently it's just under 2 cents per mile. The program isn't gaining much traction. About 700 people have signed up so far, either reporting their mileage to the state or by using GPS devices to track their travel. Michigan is next. With electric vehicles on the rise, the Michigan Department of Transportation is exploring new options to replace the gas tax. One potential avenue is a road usage charge system, which would require residents to place a GPS tracker in their vehicle to keep track of their mileage. Now, I understand why state governments want to stop electric vehicle owners from skirting the taxes that maintain roads. Additionally, electric vehicles, due to the excess weight of their battery, do more damage to roads over time. What bothers me is the GPS system. There is no valid reason to track vehicle mileage by way of GPS. It would be just as easy to track only mileage. But GPS tells the government where we are and where we have been, which is why the government mandates GPS instead of a simple mileage tracker. Flashback: Tesla driver stranded on Christmas Eve after battery refused to charge. Where this is headed is obvious. Already London is making it financially impossible for drivers of older vehicles to drive in the city. This is the government's way of forcing you to buy a new car. Eventually, under the guise of emission control, American cities will do the same. Eventually, emission standard will make it impossible for any with a gas-powered vehicle to drive anywhere. We'll all be forced into electric vehicles, which means we will all be tracked 24/7 by the government. Once self-driving cars are the norm, and in the name of safety, the government will control the GPS systems that move those cars, and we will only be allowed to travel in government-approved areas at government-approved times. As far as that DriveSync nightmare, that's a social credit score in its infancy.